USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden says Saturday's shooting at a Texas shopping mall is, quote, too shocking to be so familiar. He's once again calling on Congress to send him a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive, as 8 people were killed before the gunman clad in body armor was fatally shot by police. The governor of North Carolina says a Republican-backed 12-week abortion ban in the state is an effort to ban abortion completely.
They rammed through a bill in 48 hours with no public input, with no amendments, that drastically reduces access to reproductive freedom for women.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Democrat Roy Cooper said the GOP bill creates numerous obstacles not only for women, but also for clinics and doctors. Some big economic reports will be out in the coming days.
We're going to have a better read on the nation's economy this week as several reports are due to be released. The Consumer Price Index, which keeps track of inflation, is due out on Wednesday. That will be followed Thursday by the Producer Price Index and first-time unemployment claims. Then on Friday, consumer sentiment data will be released. I'm John Schaefer.
7 people are confirmed dead and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police say the suspect was arrested and charged with reckless driving. Investigators say it appears the crash may have been intentional. Former President Trump will not testify at his New York civil rape trial. His attorneys did not meet Sunday's judge-mandated deadline to request that he testify in his own defense. This comes after Trump said last week that he'd probably attend the trial. Writer E. Jean Carroll is suing Trump, claiming he raped her in a Manhattan store dressing room in the 1990s. Both sides are expected to give closing arguments on Monday. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Oakland A's legend has died. Vida Blue passed away on Saturday at the age of 73. The A's starter won the Cy Young and MVP awards in 1971 after finishing the season 24-8 with a 1.82 ERA and 301 strikeouts. Only 11 pitchers in league history won both awards in the same season. A UFC fighter is in trouble after crashing his pickup in Hollywood. The LAPD says Tony Ferguson was arrested Sunday morning on suspicion of drunk driving after his Chevy Silverado collided into some parked vehicles and overturned. Ferguson and the passenger had to be extricated from his truck. They suffered minor injuries. If your dream is to be an insurance claims adjuster and you love the Fast and Furious films, Finance Buzz has a job for you.
For $1,000, they want you to watch all 10 movies, the new one coming out soon, and make notes on all the car damage done. The website intends to use the findings to estimate the insurance impact of the reckless driving in all the movies combined. I'm Corey Myers.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is making quite a splash at the North American box offices. The latest edition of the space-traveling comedy-adventure franchise earned $114 million in its debut weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The Super Mario Brothers movie finished out of the top spot for the first time in 5 weeks at number 2 with nearly $19 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.